Hey guys, today we're going to be talking about facial recognition technology. We use it every day, whether it be on our phones, laptops, or tablets. On the surface, it is a seemingly harmless technology that allows us quick and protected access to our personal devices and information. While analyzing this tool, we notice there are many drawbacks and concerns that accompany the benefits. The first question we will address covers the government and how the technology can be utilized by people in power. Next, we will cover who else can use this technology to their benefit, besides the government and official personnel. And we will conclude the questions with whether people are comfortable sharing this personal data with others, and if they are aware of how to protect this information. Lastly, we will discuss our recommendations for how to protect individuals from the downsides of this technology and how we can be proactive against data collection by corporations. For our first question, we ask, how might a government or military body utilize this technology to increase its capacity to surveil or otherwise infringe upon the rights of its citizens?
With using this technology, the government is capable of installing surveillance devices wherever they see fit. They can use it to scan images taken from these cameras and match it with people in their database. The point out to mainstreaming this technology is to allow the government to easily find and track suspects or criminals. While this can help the government easily find these criminals, it does so in a way that impedes on our rights. These cameras will also pick up citizens and give the government information on their patterns. This impedes on the Fourth Amendment that protects us from unreasonable search and seizure. Since citizens are constantly under watch, they are constantly being searched. Their privacy from the government is breached without a warrant. This should be taken into account before the installation of this technology. This is similar to a previous attempt at surveillance by the government, and which was ruled unconstitutional. When cell phones were affordable by a majority of the population, the government attempted to use them to track their citizen. This was deemed unconstitutional and should be used as a precedent for this facial recognition technology.
So the question that I looked into was, what could governments do with the data you're collecting about users if they're granted access to it, or if they legally required or subpoenaed access to it? So I believe that if given access to all of the information collected through facial recognition technologies, the government would be even more powerful than it already is. There are obviously both positive and negative consequences of this happening. First, I'll touch on the positive consequences. Just as in the case of the Capital Gazette newspaper shooting, they were able to find the shooter with facial recognition technology. And this could open many more windows of finding people who have committed serious crimes and fled the law. Furthermore, if added onto the cops' body cameras, it could help them identify people in real time who may have committed crimes and are being searched for. However, on the other side of the same coin, this surveillance could infringe on Fourth Amendment rights, the right to a search only with due cause. Additionally, if the government had the right to use the data collected by private companies, facial recognition technologies would give government some private information on all people, which could lead to privacy issues. So my recommendation would be that if a company is planning on sharing this information with the government, it must be stated outright, not only in the privacy policy, but almost as a pop-up that ensures users are aware of this policy. Adding on to that, there has to be an opt-out option where people can choose not to share with the government, but also still be able to use the technology.
The question that I answered was who, besides government or military personnel, might use the tools and data you're creating to increase surveillance of targeted individuals? Whom would they track? Why, and do you want your tech to be used this way? The use of facial recognition software has been expanded in many ways, one of the obvious ones being the implementation of Face ID in order to ensure secure access to one's smartphone. However, there are many companies and organizations that have expanded into the realm of facial recognition. Car companies, banks, and even hotels are using or looking to use facial recognition software as a means of increasing security and personalizing the user experience. However, the use of the software has many drawbacks, including the tracking of an individual's location, personal finances, and information associated with their personal life. Even retailers like Target and Walmart are looking to utilize facial recognition software in order to detect potential shoplifters, increasing the potential for algorithmic bias and racial targeting. Various versions of the software are also being distributed among databases which are unregulated, such as the Stanford University software titled Brainwash, which collected over 10,000 images and was used by academics in China to target and monitor Uyghur Muslims, a minority group within China that are repeatedly targeted with ethnic profiling. The spread of facial recognition with respect to companies, individuals, and institutions creates a lack of regulation on how this technology will be used, and it makes it easier to racially, socially, or economically profile individuals by using their personal data with little or no warning. My recommendation is that there should be legal consequences against companies and researchers so that they can't sell or distribute facial recognition software. The collection of this data should be clear so that people are aware that they are being used in the database, and the spread of the database should be limited to the individual company.
So the question that I had to answer for our facial recognition project was, whom would you not want to use your data to surveil and make decisions about individuals, and why not? And what can you do to proactively protect this data from being accessible to them? So obviously we don't want the government to have access to our data in order to surveil us, because it can have many downsides, because as we know, everyone has biases, whether they're aware of them or not, but they have them in there, obviously projecting onto whatever they do. So there has been a really big problem with the government surrounding the misidentification of people in misidentification of people from the members of Congress and members of the Congressional Black Caucus as a result of facial recognition and surveillance. So during routine traffic stops traffic cameras, like pictures that have been taken have been used against those people on the Congress or the Congressional Black Caucus, tying them to things like drug stops and murders and things like that. So that's just been a really like bad thing. So allowing the government to be able to have access to these like facial have access to our data and things like that can really provide inaccurate and discriminatory actions as a result of their biases. Now, hackers and spies are also people who we don't want to have the opportunity to gain access to our data, because they have the opportunity to sell it in somewhere, as it'll result in someone stealing our identity. Then, to proactively protect this data from being accessible to them, there's an abundance of different measures that you are able to take to protect yourself and your information from hackers, spies, and the government. Obviously, encryption of your information would be the first thing that people think of. But there are also things like using private browsers when searching the web. You can delete your cookies and history, two-factor authentication with like passwords and things like that. Staying away from public Wi-Fi, because when you use public Wi-Fi, a lot of times that they're pulling your information from your laptop or your phone or your tablet or your anything, and they in turn sell it because they make a profit off of your information when they sell it to other people. One thing that I didn't know that can make a big difference in the privacy of your stuff is making sure that when you're searching the web that you're using HTTPS, which is Hypertext Transfer Protocol Secure, versus HTTP, which is just Hypertext Transfer Protocol. HTTPS utilizes an encryption service to ensure secure browsing opposed to HTTP. So when you're using HTTPS, they are really striving to make sure that anything that you input, whether it be your credit card information, your birthday, your email address, things like that, are not accessible to people outside of you and the company that is that you're inputting this information to. Otherwise, when you use HTTP, the information that you put out there is just available and out there for anybody to access. So from that, government and hackers and spies are definitely people that we don't want to use allowed to have access to our data. And then you just have to make sure that you're taking really protective measures over your stuff when searching the web and things like that.
After discussing the positives and negatives, we have decided on encryption for our solution. Similar to WhatsApp, who says WhatsApp's end-to-end encryption ensures only you and the person you're communicating with can read what's sent and nobody in between, not even WhatsApp, we recommend that companies utilize the same technology. After seeing all the negative possibilities of this tool, it is important companies take extra measures to protect people's privacy. What is the incentive for companies to spend that extra money on encryption? This is where we need to rely on the public expressing their concerns in order to make this a priority for companies. Similar to the outrage Facebook faced after the Cambridge Analytica scandal that forced them to make some serious changes, we must band together and demand our privacy be taken more seriously by big corporations.